Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Previously on Transmissions from Colony One.
Fedor, how long do I have?
A few months, maybe. Does Nada know about this yet?
I don't know how much more of this I can take. Heroku, Earth, the comet, evacuating. I feel like I'm losing my edge every day I waste on this damn planet.
Earth is gone, Nada. Space Station Hercules is gone. Mechdi 2, gone. Heroku and Walter are gone. I'm dying. Radiation poisoning. It's only a matter of time, and I'm gone too.
You're dying?
Damn you, Heroku. He's gone. We need to escape this.
Fedor and Rachel are going to the ERV. They're leaving.
Fedor! Fedor, no, don't do this! Don't do this, Fedor! Stop!
Stop!
Stop. Fedor, no, no!
Emergency Return Vehicle 1, Earth Orbit, September 26, 2057.
Bullseye.
Operate docking locks.
Locking to orbit station. Stand by. Successful locking. Pressurizing now. Well, we made it.
Indeed.
You alright?
I don't know yet. Ask me again on the surface.
Come on, let's get inside the orbit station. I've given orders to abandon ship, with our 11-person crew using one of our abort capsules to link up with Space Station Hercules, and the remaining three to land near Jarvis Island. I hope that we get back operational power and communication soon. Ken Simpson, January 5th, 2057, 1622 hours. Great.
He's wrong, you know. There is operational power to the facility.
What?
Unless the data on my screen is lying to me, we are ready to go.
Huh. This doesn't make any sense. Oh well, I guess we'll take one of the personnel climbers down. I'll go get our things, go down and power up Climber 7.
On my way.
Huh. headquarters. This is Captain Rachel Yoshida calling from the Space Elevator Orbit Station. Repeat, this is Captain Rachel Yoshida of MechD-1, calling to you from the Space Elevator Orbit Station. Come in. Worth a shot. Strapped in, Fedor?
Locked in.
Okay. Personnel Climber 7, descent launch in 3, 2, 1.
Personnel Climber 7 departing for Jarvis Island Surface Station. Time remaining on descent, 22 hours.
And we're off. You should get some sleep.
I shouldn't be here, Rachel.
Been discussed, Fedor.
Nada.
The actions we take, good or bad, we must live with the consequences and look forward.
Shouldn't have left.
Hours later, MechD Space Elevator, Surface Station, Jarvis Island.
50 feet. 30 feet.
Shit.
10 feet.
Personnel Climber 7 secured.
Running another diagnostic.
Alright.
Assistance with gravity acclimation procedures. You may now unbuckle your seatbelt.
Low Earth gravity.
Blinking white arrows in each aisle, which will direct you to the exit of the Personnel Climber 7, and make your way to Terminal 7 baggage claim. Welcome to Earth, and we thank you for riding the MechD Space Elevator. Please visit us again.
Same greeting as before. You see that?
Strontium, cerium, barium, tellurium?
37 Celsius. CO2 at 0.09.
I don't get it. Turning the shades down. Gravity acclimation's gonna take a while, and the sun is killer.
No.
Take it slow, Fedor. Take.
Rachel.
It.
Rachel.
We've been away so long. Let's just take our time. Take your time, Fedor. We've got time. The air, it's toxic, but still breathable. We can take our helmets off.
Look at the trees, Rachel. At the grass.
What? What grass?
Exactly. It's all gone. The island is barren. Off in the distance.
My eyes are blurry.
Beyond the barracks. Some kind of wreckage. See it?
Isn't that one of the abort capsules from the orbit station?
I think so.
We need to... We gotta check it out.
Rest, Rachel. Rest.
On second thought, we should probably wait until we're acclimated.
MECTI Headquarters, Tonopah. This is Fyodor Morozov from MECTI 1. My comrade Rachel Yoshida and I are at the Space Elevator Surface Station, attempting to re-establish communication. We have returned from Mars, and now we are trying to make contact with MECTI Headquarters in Tonopah, Nevada. If you hear this transmission, please reply. Fyodor Morozov, over and out.
Hey, how are you doing?
I feel worse than I look.
That's not very encouraging.
What is this?
Rated the hospital. Potassium iodide, Prussian blue, DTPA, DMSA, vitamins, retinoids, antioxidants, spiraling tablets. Good shit. And lots more where that came from.
Rachel, these won't do much to improve my situation.
Here, start swallowing.
Potassium iodide.
Oh boy, how's your acclimation going?
Yeah. You?
Slow going, but going. We'll likely need a week or two before we get back to normal. Found the crew, I think. Or at least part of the surface crew, what's left of them. They were put in a row and covered with a tarp, a crude grave of sorts. Someone's been here since the GRB.
It appears so.
Why? What did they come here for?
We abandoned everyone for this? I abandoned Nada for this? Never should have left, Rachel. Did you check any of the aircraft on the south side of the island?
Yeah. Checked every jet, in every hangar. Electronics are fried. We're not flying anytime soon. I found a boat, though.
A boat?
The USS Tsunami. Small solar-powered transport. Bat's recharging right now.
So, where do we go? Headquarters?
Yeah, but we should probably make some stops along the way. There's someone out there. Someone who was here. Kiribati's nearest place with a sizable population. Not even a day's sail from here, too. I say we go there. Search for survivors, grab any additional supplies we can find. Then we'll make for Long Beach and route to HQ.
Long Beach.
We need to contact MECTI 1 and let them know our status. And I'm sure your wife would like to hear your voice, right?
If she is still alive.
The next day, USS Tsunami personnel transport vessel. Jarvis Island, Pacific Ocean.
How's this?
I can wheel myself behind this desk.
Engine's running. Okay, Rachel. You've piloted a ship across interplanetary space. You can pilot this.
Well.
What's that?
Hey, Kurt. Well? I thought you'd never turn. Hey.
Jesus.
You're not Kurt Flanagan. Where's Kurt?
It's a Syntho pal. one of those AI kids' toys.
Oh, great. You've made a new friend.
Surprised its electronics weren't fried in the burst. There were ads for these things everywhere.
Hey, where's Kurt?
Forward.
I'm afraid I don't know, said Topal. I don't...
My name is Mike.
Mike, eh?
Yeah, Mike. Who are you?
Fedor.
Fedor, huh? I've heard of a Fedor. Where's Kurt?
I'm afraid I don't know, Mike. Wherever he is, I don't think he's coming back.
Oh, man. I hope he's okay. My original friend was Jeff, but only to his dad, Kurt. Then we got on this boat.
It's online. Lucky shit. Fedor, bring up the GPS and chart a course for Kiritimati Island.
Got it.
What are you guys doing? Who is she?
Course is charted.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is the USS Tsunami. The USS Tsunami. The USS Tsunami. Speaking is Rachel Yoshida, Navigation Specialist for MechD-1. I am with Fedor Morozov of MechD-1. We are currently departing Jarvis Island. Southwest dock, setting out for Kiritimati Island, Kiribati. Coordinates are 0 degrees, 22 south by 160 degrees, 01 west. We're departing northeast. We seek any vessel of any size that hears this call to please accompany us. We will call on all available frequencies every hour on the hour. Please hear our call. All right. Can you type this in case I lose the paper in an hour?
Sure.
MechD-1? I've heard of you guys. Kirk talked about you guys all the time. I knew I heard of a Fedor. You guys are astronauts, right? Going to Mars. Wait. What are you guys doing back here? Was Mars not all it's cracked up to be?
Full speed ahead for Kiribati. Just over 1,600 hours local time, and we've got a bit over 7 hours to cover 295 nautical miles. Should be docking close to midnight.
Hey guys, hate to be a wet blanket, but if you'd like to continue talking with me, I could use a solar charge if you have time.
Better?
Oh, that is nice. Thanks, pal. Sure it's quiet here, isn't it?
It was.
Later, Kiribati.
Been a long time since I've seen rain.
It's been a long time since I've seen any of this.
How long till Rachel returns?
She's nearing the dock now. More supplies from the look of it.
Hey, Fedor. Do you miss Mars?
More than you understand.
What do you miss most?
My wife, Neda.
Why did you leave?
Good question.
Does Neda miss you?
Yes. I'm not sure. I did not leave things on the best of terms.
Why not just go back then?
I don't think it's possible anymore. There's no way to get back to the surface in one piece, especially in my condition. I am stuck here.
Ugh, this acid rain smells like shit. Damn solar jeep broke down and stranded me nearly a mile away. Son of a bitch in gravity acclimation. I kept thinking my knees were gonna buckle under me with each step, too. Alright, Kiritimati to... Okay. There it is.
When's the last time you sent out an SOS?
Lost track.
Fedor, we're supposed to be airing those every...
Now, I don't have the best memory in the world, but I think it was about 92, 93 minutes ago.
Thank you, Synthopal.
Hey, the name's Mike, Rachel.
Long Beach is over 2,900 nautical miles away.
No survivors?
No. Maybe we'll have better luck on the mainland.
Perhaps.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is the USS Tsunami. The USS Tsunami. The USS Tsunami. Speaking is Rachel Yoshida, navigation specialist for MechT-1. With me is my crewmate, Fedor Morozov. Coordinates are 1.984 by negative 157.312. We are currently heading out of Kiribati, due northeast for Long Beach Harbor. We seek any vessel that hears this call to please accompany us. We will call on all available frequencies every hour on the hour. Please, hear our call.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Island in frigid Lake Superior. A fabricated creature birthed from the mind of a disturbed genius stalks the very people who created it. Ancestor, by number one New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler, is a classic tale of science gone horribly wrong. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
USS Tsunami, Pacific Ocean. 2 days later.
Is it me? Has there not been a single bird on this entire trip?
It is not you, Mike. There are no more birds.
We've only been here a week, Fedor.
Only a week. Could have sworn it was six.
Go on to headquarters in Nevada, then I guess we'll have to carve out a niche for ourselves.
A niche?
Just play it by ear.
If I can speak for myself, I'm happy you're here.
At least the robot's happy.
Thank you.
Los Angeles, California.
It's creepy hearing such a large port so silent.
Get used to it.
I'm gonna look through the cars in that parking lot at the end of the pier. Hopefully there's one that's forgiving. Can you get our supplies ready? Come on, baby, please work. Hell yes. The SUV's solar battery is taking a charge. Battery will need about 5 to 6 hours. We're stuck here until it's charged.
We will be low on food soon.
Yeah, I know. We'll raid some supermarkets in the morning after we grab more meds from the hospital. We've got enough room to load up on supplies on the way too.
Great. I am going to look for something we can make fire out of, or something that will burn. It's too bad bones won't do, but with all the skeletons I'm finding.
Fedor? We'll make it work.
As you said, Rachel, carve out a niche, play it by ear, then live happily ever after.
Is he all right, Rachel?
Yeah, Mike. He's great.
That night.
What? Huh? What was... Great. Now I'm hearing things. God.
Take exit 10 for Wilmington, then turn right on Wilmington. The hospital will be on your right.
Everybody's still in their cars. GRB must have been immediate.
Look on the bright side. More food and supplies for us.
I don't understand. What's a GRB?
This is so unreal.
This is our reality. The last two people on Earth driving down a highway of corpses. There's exit 10.
I see it. Should be enough room to get around these cars on the shoulder.
Turn right onto Wilmington. After you turn right, Martin Luther King Hospital will be on your right. At the corner of Wilmington and 120th Street.
Go ahead and stay with the car while I go in, okay?
Why? No one will steal it.
Fine. The Synthopal stays in the car.
Hey, I may be a Synthopal, but my name is Mike.
With pleasure.
Alright, if there's a first aid kit, we're taking it. Anti-radiation medication, any chemo treatments that are still intact, we're taking them. Anything we need, we're taking with us. After this, we'll find some breakfast, okay?
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Come on, we've got work to do.
This is our lives now? am such a fool.
The following night.
You see, the whole concept of the broadcast loudspeaker is to broadcast to people. Kind of defeats the purpose if we used it.
Oh, God. Never thought I'd lie in a bed like this again.
I never thought I'd be taking chemotherapy.
It's helping to fight against the radiation, Fedor.
Yes, because that is important at this juncture. My drip is done. I've been giving some thoughts to the future, Rachel.
Oh, yeah?
After we make it to headquarters, I want to find my own car and go for a drive up to Yosemite. To the Half Dome.
And then what?
Then I'll spend some time with myself. Think about the future. Contemplate my situation.
Contemplate your situation? What? What does that mean? Fedor, I'm not just gonna let you go off on your own and throw yourself off a mountain. Don't be stupid. After all we've been through.
All we've been through? What else is there to do, Rachel?
We'll figure something out. What you're wanting to do, not an option. If that was our purpose, then we should have stayed on Mars.
Yes. We should have stayed on Mars. The people we love. What are we doing here? We should have turned it around. Why didn't we turn the ship around?
Lights out, Fedor.
No! Answer my question, Rachel. Why didn't you turn
the... Tough shit. Go to sleep. Try to off yourself on Mars. Now you want to do it on Earth. Why am I even surprised with you? You hear that?
The rain? Da.
No. It's a voice.
I don't hear anything.
I definitely heard something.
You know, it could simply be a side effect of being back at Earth and reacting to the sheer silence of everything. You instinctually expect there to be a hustle and bustle sound at Los Angeles Airport, but...
I'm not hearing things, Fedor. I thought I was, but no.
Rachel. Rachel, come back inside. Get some sleep.
Shut up! Shh!
Rachel, we're not supposed to be around that acid rain without your suit on. The toxicity of that rain.
You were just talking about throwing yourself off of a mountain, and now you're worried about my health? Quiet! Come on. Damn it. I'm not hearing things. I'm not. There's someone out there.
Rachel, we need to load up on food before the 6-hour drive to headquarters tomorrow.
I'm not hearing things. There's something out there. There needs to be something.
Thank you.
only canned goods?
I would assume that's our safest bet. Once we get to HQ today, we'll need to raid their ration stockpiles. That stuff is definitely shielded.
Oh.
You all right?
I think I'm feeling the effects of the chemo. Oh, I'm fine. I'm headed to the hygienic aisle. I guess we should get something to clean ourselves.
Don't forget toothpaste and toothbrushes. Wouldn't hurt to clean the teeth you still have.
Ugh. Right. Have you thought about what you are going to do yet?
What I'm going to do? When? What do you mean?
After we finish at headquarters.
I haven't thought that far yet. I know I'm not going to kill myself, and I am not letting you do that to yourself either. I'll figure it out.
I wish there was a way to get back to Mars, to Neda.
Fedor.
Abandoning her was the worst sin I've... Perhaps if I took the ERV back...
If you took ERV-1 back to Mars, you'll die. Guaranteed.
It's a plan, nonetheless. Oh, I'll be back.
After we finished up. After.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.